in the dirt, only with dog. My bro and my sister, making it work.
She know I'm on Mars, you know I'm on, no, I drive. I cannot talk, just all in your pocket. I'm really right when I saw the pocket. Ain't on the top, but it's all denied. I do you wrong, my dog can vouch. I'm not alone, I'm lost without you. Trust I can cold all on that route. Bounce to what I smoke about you. I never flung, I be holding it down. You can be us when we cope with a rhyme. He's in that trauma, smoking a shot. Turn it, we slow, we focusing now. I used to front, but I know it's the south. I'm in that club, right, blowing it. Ain't from New York, but I'll show you the town. I got some zyes, some joys, some loud. Trust the desires, I'm pulling around. I was so hard, I'm enjoying it now. I just so now to go order around. I got that product to order the crown.
I'm at it first, my face on the wall. We stallin', they go berserk, I know it all. Hit those sticks and stones arise, but it never hurt. I'm so appalled, I feel like Uzi Vert. All my friends in the dirt, only with dog. My bro and my sister, making it work.
Yeah, my trust fucked up.
P3, Sveriges Radio.
Klockan är 11, här är Ekot. Det är väldigt jämnt mellan kandidaterna i den avgörande omgången av det polska presidentvalet som hölls idag. Ett val som beskrivits som ett ödesval. Varför det är så viktigt berättar Peter Jonsson, journalist, författare och Östeuropakännare bosatt i Warszawa, mer om.
Dels kommer det att avgöra hur den inrikespolitiska situationen ser ut under de närmaste åren i Polen. Och då framförallt om regeringen TUS kan genomföra de reformer som de gick på val på. Och det är ju bland annat abortfrågan, och det är framförallt en reformering av rättsväsendet som presidenten kan blockera och har blockerat och kommer att blockera om det blir Nawrocki som vinner valet. Och som går att genomföra om det blir tvärtom om Trzaskowski. Det andra gäller utrikespolitiken, det vill säga inträdet i Europeiska unionen, inträdet i Ukrainas eventuella inträde i både EU och NATO, som kommer att försvåras om Nawrocki vinner. Det är de här två frågorna som ligger i vågskålen. Därför är ju det här valet egentligen inte bara ett polskt val, utan det gäller hela Europa.
Peter Jonsson intervjuades av Linnea Wannefors. Under dagen har dödssiffrorna stigit efter att palestinier beskjutits i närheten av ett matutdelningscenter i Gaza. Enligt Nassesjukhuset i Gaza har över 30 människor dödats och runt 200 skadats. Ett tiotal svävar fortfarande mellan liv och död på grund av brist på medicinsk utrustning.
Nassesjukhuset i Khan Yunis, som redan går på knäna, tog emot de flesta dödade och skadade efter beskjutningen vid ett matutdelningscenter i Västra Rafa. Enligt vittnesmål till Ekot öppnade den israeliska armén före gryningen eld mot tusentals hungriga och desperata människor som hade samlats en kilometer bort från ett amerikanskt matutdelningscenter. Sexbarnsmamman Ikram Naser berättar för Ekot att israeliska drönare gav via högtalare order till folkmassan att röra sig framåt. Helt plötsligt började israelerna skjuta mot oss från olika håll. De flesta som dödades och skadades stod vid sidorna av folksamlingen. De i mitten gömde sig under de döda, säger Ikram Naser. Den israeliska armén förnekar att någon beskjutning ska ha skett mot civila vid eller i närheten av distributionsplatsen. Samar Hadros i Jerusalem och Bara Lafi i Gaza.
En av de sista rösterna som kan berätta om egna erfarenheter av förintelsen har tystnat. 97-åriga överlevaren Titti Frenkel, Livia Frenkel, gick bort tidigt igår morse efter en tids sjukdom. Så här säger dottern Titti Frenkel.
Det är tomt, och samtidigt så vet jag att hon hade liksom åstadkommit det hon ville åstadkomma, och hon hade varit så otroligt älskad av alla, hela familjen.
Lydia Frenkel sändes tillsammans med sin syster Hedi Frid till koncentrationslägret Auschwitz-Birkenau när hon var i 15-årsåldern. Så här berättar hon i Sommar i P1 från juli 2023.
Den tredje kvällen stannade tåget. Jag kikade ut genom gluggen och såg ortsnamnet. Auschwitz-Birkenau. Dörrarna drogs åt sidan, vakternas kommando, randiga fångkläder.
Titti Fränkel fyller i historien om vad som hände sedan.
Där Josef Mengele stod och sorterade dem till höger och vänster. Och de separerades från mamma och pappa. Och mamma fick åt ena hållet och pappa åt andra. Och sen såg de dem aldrig mera. De blev lovade att mamma kommer nästa dag. Och sen sa, var är mamma någonstans? Hon brinner där uppe, var det svar de fick.
Livia Fränkel ägnade sedan den senare halvan av sitt liv till att resa runt och föreläsa om förintelsen.
Det handlade om att det inte ska, någonting liknande får aldrig upprepas igen.
Reporter Helena Boman Brody. Nu till vädret imorgon den första måndagen i juni. Götaland och Svealand får växlande molnighet och lokalt någon regnskur. Över Norrland regnskurar på sina håll som långsamt rör sig bort norrut över norra Norrland. Det här var Ekot klockan 11 i studion, Sofia Sofroniado.
Yeah, he's classic American, that's for sure, which is why America has now voted him in twice. He is exactly who we are, and that's the scariest part of it. It makes me feel, as someone who's an American, not comfortable. It makes me feel unseen, unheard, and unwanted, and undervalued in my country. And that's just my ego right there, you know? So that's just talking about me personally. But as a marginalized person, I don't speak for all marginalized people, not even the groups that I'm a member of. But as a marginalized person, it's clear to me that me and my people are a threat to his ideology. But she never trusts me. I make a run, try to function in that front seat. If you want me, shawty, keep it up. They talking tough, but they fine, won't confront me. It's too insolvent, make this money off of one scheme. Who would have thought I'd still be running out this dungeon? Another artist out the slums, I feel like Bumby. I changed the dollars like the sun, she needs sunscreen. I gave my heart another jumper, let that cuss in. But I was talking to a player, he like Dun Street. My bro got Zion, he got uppers for the cussing. Know I'm the topic, I do numbers on the bun seat. Need that deposit, think my brother when that stuff reach. I find a pocket, I'm a jungle for that Bumby. I can drop it, we gon' touch him, but we're cousin. I only drop the prayer to the one above him. There's no honor of my scooters to get ugly. There's no honesty and truth inside this judgment. I leave my heart up in the booth, they think I'm lucky. I only drop the prayer to the one above. There's no honor of my scooters to get ugly.
I feel like inner conflicts, definitely, like, just our I think just being a black man and it should just be confusing. Just like a lot of sometimes it'd be the insecurities, sometimes it'd be the things of like, oh, like, this is what it means to be a man, or like even living in poverty and shit. Like, this is not necessarily the most orthodox route for me to take, you know what I mean? And like, it doesn't necessarily make sense until it makes sense. So like, people that love me may doubt it because they're like, I want you to be safe, or I want you to like do something that's like more concrete, you know what I mean? And then on my behalf, I'm thinking like, oh, I gotta do this for the people. I gotta do this because I feel like there's like a more spiritual, like, or a deeper meaning to all of these things or whatever. So like, there's always that internal conflict of like, what do I do for myself? What do I think I'm doing for the people? And what do I, like, should I be more dependent on like what my family needs of me, or like what, you know, just like little different things. But I think as I get older, I tend just not to be so harsh on myself.
Mike, som började rappa när han var 13, har gått från tankar kring tonårslivet till träffande vardagsobservationer. Kanske ett resultat av alla tågresor till och från skolan i New York. Då han satt och iakttog människor. Earl Sweatshirt som steg ur Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All och brittiske singer-songwritern Archie Marshalls musik hjälpte Mike att förmedla det han ville säga. Bonima med föräldrar från Nigeria föddes i Livingston, New Jersey. Han har flyttat runt en hel del. Mike tillbringade en bit av sin barndom i England, där mamman såg bättre utsikter för honom och hans syster.
I have so many sisters, but my real twin, Vicky, she's like a little bit older than me. But she was low-key like a menace, like a super menace. So I think there was like, all right, we gotta move to London so we could be good, you know what I mean? Like maybe this will calm Vicky down or whatever. But then we all moved to London and shit just got crazier. So then it was just like almost like a wild goose chase. So we just like, first we started off in New Jersey, then we moved to London, then we moved outside of London, then we moved to Philadelphia. My sister had moved to Africa. I ended up, I was staying in Philadelphia with my dad for a second, but just moving around, just like, mainly just like money and house and shit. And like, I didn't realize, but there was like a recession going on, like in America, you know what I mean? So like, like everybody was just low-key poor as fuck.
How you try to say it's not enough? Got me upset, I smoke a lot of bud. How I knew a lot of love left. It's not a lot of us, got a proving lot of trust left. I'm my father's son, I got a proof, got a does less. There's a God above, seen a lot of roofs and a lot of sunsets. What I'm not in touch is obstacles and a lot of bus heads. I be knotted up, he not the dude, there's a lot of fun flex. They try to copy us, they not as smooth, he trying to jump steps. They try to body us, my papa moved, I had to come next. Got my body up and dropped the rules, I had to confess. I was not in tune, dropping juice, I hadn't drunk yet. Blessed, dropping jewels, I hadn't thunk yet. Where I slept is where the callus grew with rats and bunk beds. For my breath, I gotta travel through, laughs and much dread. For the bread, niggas crashing too, we having much. Yeah, it's dead, for a tragic few, we had it tough, yeah.
With my UK niggas called it pack food. That's truth, ain't my mans and I'ma tax you. If you got problems, we could take this shit back to ninth grade. Used to go body inside the bathroom, but these days we fighting body, so nigga act cool. Spank that man for my honor, then I got the tattoo. We ain't missing when we walk down, if we do we double back to. Rap it easy when you talking factual. Must be hard to write a rap when you gotta make the shit up. I been out here in these streets, you got some time to get your pin up. My eye in the pin stuck, doing chest and chin ups. Cupid don't shoot arrows, just 2-2-3s. Fell in love with the block concrete, and when the money touched my hand, felt like the block loved me. I ain't geeking for cheeks, I'm trying to touch me some breech and split it with my dog Mike B. Yeah.
Mike växte upp i Londons stadsdelen Hackney samt i Essex. Blev intresserad av rap efter att ha hört en grime MC som spottade eter. Mike hoppade entusiastiskt på systerns säng och bestämde sig för att bli en framgångsrik artist 10 år gammal. Ett par år senare flyttade Mike tillbaka till USA för att leva med sin pappa i Philadelphia och följde sedan med honom till Brooklyn och Bronx. På sin väg hade Mike registrerat olika hiphop-utväxter som kom att påverka hans syn på ljud och samplingar.
It was cool because I always knew like kind of like the niche, like, and not even niche necessarily the most coolest way, like when I moved to Philly and then like everybody's listening to club music and shit. I'm not even realizing that, like, the Jersey club shit is, like, the real niche shit. And then, like, it's funny because 10 years later, now, like, one of the biggest sounds in music is the Jersey club shit.
Magnetiske Mike som spelade in sin första låt till instrumentalen av Mad Villains All Caps byggde upp en fanskara genom trasiga lounge-ljud och sättet som han fick orden att fastna. Sårbarhet till råa hackiga lo-fi beats. Dagboksanteckningar om mammans bortgång och om att äga sin begåvning. Mike konfronterade psykisk ohälsa på 2017 års genombrott med God Bless Your Hustle.
And like that project was the first project that I ever made real money from. And like even besides like that's just the first time I ever made like real money like by myself, you know what I mean? And I was in kind of such a fucked up situation where it felt like I didn't have anything and maybe I kind of didn't have anything like didn't have no identification, didn't have like, I like lost my ID, lost my passport, lost my birth certificate, social security, like everything. Like all I had was like school ID, which like doesn't count for anything. Yeah. And music is kind of what like brought me back into normalcy or like being able to be almost like a full person again, you know what I mean? Because I didn't get to go to college, but music allowed me to travel. Like, music is the reason why I like, was able to go get my passport and then go get my birth certificate, get my social security and figure all these things out, or even, like, being able to travel and shit. Like, I was traveling a lot as a kid, but not necessarily for positive reasons, you know, like kind of just like moving where we could stay and like whatever makes sense at the time. A lot of urgent stuff.
What the fuck can I tell you? What dreams can I sell to you? Can we talk about life, the stars and the galaxy? I acknowledge seeking power. I do this all for my unborn seed. Do you believe in me? Was the humanity? I love life itself. Paradise is what I'm seeking. I wear some green, I'm feeling lucky tonight. I'm feeling right.
Wrong got me feeling low. Stuck in the river now. Dug from that bitter sound. It's nothing to get around. My brothers, they hear me out. I took the scary route. You in the fairy house. You hear me clearly out. I think it's clever, bro. This what we did it for. Soul, not the physical. Grow in the midst of all. Trouble that's medicinal. Really gonna keep me calm. I said a lot of shit. Maybe I don't mean it all. Baby, I can see it all. I swear I see it different. You a vision in peripheral. This for when the dinner's small, hoping we can make it big. This for when the pigeon fall, the sky beside you shaking hips. Riding in the Navy whip, time in the train you rip. Rhymes for this label shit. Mom's still just trying to hit my line, but the cable split. 40 in my left hand, I ain't even paid for it. Niggas trying to pave the way, I ain't even trained for this. I ain't even trained for this.
Kollektivet The Slums startade som ett gäng high school-kompisar med olika bakgrunder och växte till något av det mest intressanta i New York. Även om det ursprungliga gänget upplösts så har namnet blivit synonymt med ett sound och en stil. Korta, refrängfattiga låtar. En utväxt från MF Dooms söndriga boom-bap-estetik. Med inslag från 10-talets surrealistiska Vaporwave och med en länk till jazzens improvisationer. Mikes förvridna ljud under producentalteregot DJ Black Power blev ett kännemärke för Slums och uppmärksammades av Earl Sweatshirt. Slums fingeravtryck fanns på Earls album Some Rap Songs. För Mike innebar det uppmärksamhet som han inte kommit i närheten av förut. Gick från att göra låtar på sin laptop i kompisens lägenhet till att hänga med sina favoritrappare. Innan Mike var 20 hade han bidragit till att utveckla en scen med många spännande artister.
6 years ago, 7 years ago, I was living in a one-bedroom apartment with like 6 of my friends, you know what I mean? Like, and we would like feed each other and like do like, I don't know. So like, it just really showed me that like, damn, like this shit is literally magic. You can make something out of nothing.
Sister hit me, trying to push me, sound good enough. 150 for the cushions while I'm putting up. Through the city, I can do too much of looking up. My sister hit me, trying to push me, sound good enough. 150 for the cushions while I'm putting up. I keep it hunting, Diddy, 1 foot inside a crooked stuff. My chest hit me, one's pity, why I shouldn't know. These months trip me, one shimmy, that look of love. Tough kidney, cup busy, why I couldn't run. Young kitty, tongue grizzly for a sugar plum. More than I really want. You said it's time we had that talk, like, is this really us? Sick time, ball inside that Philly buzz. This big mic had to crawl, but I really jump. A live like it's my all, gotta give a bun. And sit tight through the fog, it be bigger blood. And midnights full of thoughts, I be quick to tug. Like live life be the cause when there isn't none. Or the gift might be abroad under different sun. No eclipse, minds being lost, I try and give a fuck. Through the city, nothing I can do too much do looking up.
Nothing I can do is wrong.
Through the city, I can do too much of looking up.
Nothing I can do is wrong.
2022 års Beware of the Monkey öppnas med att Mike försöker sjunga till ett fragment från en 80-talsballad med The Forest. Ett album om människans inkonsekvens och Mikes mest självsäkra och stabila verk. Sträckan dit var intressant. Mike bearbetade förlusten av mamman i Tears of Joy och uppföljaren Weight of the World, medan han rörde sig mot ljuset i disco ett år senare.
With disco, actually the original idea of even like the name disco, my friend Tebe, he had sent me a YouTube documentary on like African spirituality, and there was an image that they had shown that is like two ceramic like bowls, and then it's a snake wrapped around the bowls and like holding it together. And I was just looking at the circular image, and I was like, oh, like this kind of reminds me of like a disco ball kind of vibe.
I was gone for a tad on the way back, dummy. If you talk bad, I'm getting paid back, dummy. Why you trying to hang? You should save that money in my same bag. Niggas couldn't take that from me. They crash, I know when to lay back, dummy. On that strange app where I used to lay raps. Hungry, so we ain't have. Brother on the train, pack son to evade sap. Truth is our relay. Ain't nothing just to break axe. I chewed around the plate. It was months of doing way bad before I saw the cake. Then his years of trying to change paths, fears are coming late. Too embarrassed for his lame ass, chairs wasted. Try comparing, but it ain't that. It's Paris in his game. Terry told me not to praise cash, share when it came. Think my parents, cause I age fast, stare me through the flames. Know they hear it when my brain splashed, cherish what I gave. But it's a lot of shit to take back, dummy niggas fake. Pay a hand, leave that same bag, bloody. It's for my mama when I make rats, dummy. When I pray, cause I know she gon' pray back for me. Lot of shit to take back, dummy niggas fake. Pay a hand, leave that same bag, bloody. It's for my mama when I make rats, dummy. When I pray, cause I know she gon' pray back for me.
Either lie, you know I need you.
Mike Oslams fungerade som en inkubator för New Yorks nya livaktiga och mer experimentella underjord. Där Billy Woods vid det laget var en veteran. Billy Woods ett fängslande rap-skådespel. Gåtfullt och ibland skrämmande. Mikes kompis Earl Sweatshirt har sagt att han hoppas bli som Billy Woods när han blir stor. Den kräsna brittiske visionären och jazzmusikern Shabaka Hutchings, som jobbat med Billy, föll för den poetiska mystiken.
Yeah, that like Edgar Allan Poe-esque, dark, like gothic element of his work I'm really, you know, a big fan of. And the fact that it seems like he ends a lot of his sentiments with question marks, not full stops. You know, not obvious question marks. It just seems like there's a general sense of mystery within his work. And I really like that kind of poetic mystery.
I feel like my outlook on death was really shaped. A lot of formative experiences in Zimbabwe, including my father's death. And some of Baldwin's work affected me there too. Kafka as well. But I would say that Cormac McCarthy was one of the writers later in life, but he's still one of those writers who I read his work and it was like somebody opened a door that you didn't know was in your own house.
Been 15 years since the decision. I don't think about it much, never regretted it once, but maybe that's the privilege I'm living in. Don't talk often, but still in touch. Could be a random call, a text, a flood in a bunch. Subject matter's limited by necessity. 20 years is a long time, too long for second guessing or asking those unanswered questions. We used to wake up, eat dinner, and go to sleep after breakfast. Watch you strip from bed, sun rising on the skyline that hit right in the solar plexus. Silhouetted, big windows, 22nd floor, God only knows what the rent is. 9-11, 06, 07, ball full of drunk five. Every city we had tension, but that night the mood was pensive. Like I said, we don't reminisce, already paid our dues and I'm a spendthrift. Sometimes it's been 6 months, sometimes years, but it's love there, love shared, and our friendship. I don't know why I waited to tell her in person. I don't know why. Sometimes I wish we were the people we were then. She was surprised. I showed her picture, she smiled, said the oldest got my eyes, voice sounded different. We toasted. She sent a present at Christmas with the note. I put the box under the tree, the card, my coat. After everyone was asleep, I read it on the back porch while I smoked.
Artisten som valde namnet Billy Woods föddes i Washington DC. Ville bli författare som barn eller revolutionär. Det fanns något att brås på. Den jamaikanska mamman, litteraturprofessor och feminist. Pappan var från sin exil i USA aktiv i frihetskampen och frigörelsen från kolonialstyret i dåvarande Rhodesia. Samlade ihop pengar och stödde på olika sätt striden. Woods pappa fick en ledande roll i den nya nationen Zimbabwes första regering. Efter att apartheidregimen och det vita minoritetsstyret lämnat ifrån sig makten. Zimbabwes premiärminister Robert Mugabe, som inledningsvis sågs som en frihetskämpe, utvecklades till en diktator som beordrade mord på tusentals civila och oppositionella. Billy Woods och familjen återvände till USA efter faderns bortgång. Formad av en dramatisk historia.
One of the more violent independence struggles / civil wars in Africa's history.
We have brought these Africans from absolute primitive way of life right up into a civilization equal to one of the best in Africa. And therefore, we as Rhodesians are here. And we intend to stay here.
It's later in life you sort of look back and realize the immense trauma that had happened to everybody who was there. And
and even the and I say politics in quotes of being people who maybe supported the revolution but weren't there physically paying with your own blood and sweat and so on and so forth. And so I arrived in the aftermath. Rhodesia is dead when I'm there. I never experienced, I arrive after the toppling of this white supremacist state, but I arrive, you know, when I get there, we have a black president who my father knows, you know, like my father is part of the government. And so just, there were a lot, white people were literally just had, all the white people there had been living in a white, openly white supremacist state. And so people would say and express racist ideas at time, but it was interesting in it was divorced from a sense of real power, especially because, you know, my family was in a more elite position. So, you know, if a white person said something racist, it was kind of just an individual's opinion. It didn't feel like it reflected anything that anyone could really, like, do to me, you know? And that contrasted greatly with the sort of experience that I had once I moved back to the United States, and you see where, like, you know, somebody saying something racist is just putting into the air what you already feel and know around you.
March through the orchestra pit, the ripped CDR skip. You hope the CDS don't stick, bent over dope sick. Too scared to write the book, took it, put it in the hook of a song. No one listened to it, looks like I wasn't wrong. Hit it where they wouldn't look, looking like Saddam. Looking at Taiwan like, look, they shook, let's get it on. Shots whizzed, his depression was all gone. Emotional lifting, please use the proper form. Bended the knee, rolled up half a guam. Lost no sleep over the fate of your white farm. What goes come back around, so when it came for me, I wasn't alarmed. Get fished out the hole like Saddam. Tough guys won't go alive, get found unarmed. An object in motion stays in motion. I wait till the sea calm. Slaves like hammer prawns. Ships was yay long. It's too late for qualms with the hammer in the palm. You a slave to the hammer. You do what it wants. Take the good with the bad. Fly trees in a Jeep blunt. Niggas put up a good front, but you can see the zipper. Before it took a hit, I watched the nigga shiver. That Bill Withers. Nigga had the nerve to say you can't take it with you. Fuck what I want with any of this shit, dummy.
Det blev en kulturchock för Billy Woods när han återvände till USA och fick lära sig att navigera i den amerikanska rasismen. Han hade upplevt rasism i Zimbabwe, men den påverkade inte självkänslan. De svarta satt vid det laget i en maktposition. I USA handlade det om ett outtalat förtryck. Litteratur och rap hjälpte Billy Woods att orientera sig och förstå. Han landade mitt i hiphopens så kallade guldera. De politiska elementen tilltalade den unge rebellen. Inte minst Public Enemies budskap. Det var perfekt för Billy som hade vuxit upp med ord, poesi och revolution.
To put it in context, my mother is a writer and a literature professor, feminist critic, Shakespeare scholar. So I kind of grew up in, surrounded by books. I mean, my father also had an academic background. I grew up around a lot of books, reading stories were always just exciting to me.
Over time, symbols eclipse the things they symbolize. I sympathize, but read the contract before you sign, son. We not even in contact, but still have to hear all this motherfucker's lies done. Shouldn't be surprised. Don't let me catch you unsupervised. Pushing every button, just remember it's no rewind. Mind you, you never met a nice group of guys in mind. Even when they got mean, the bud was kind. Indoors when y'all was outside. Johannesburg and the Ford Explorer. Just remember this the 4th of July. Four boards on the bry. This is the wrong part of town to be driving by. Crack wide, that suicide doors on your ride. Electric fence, big ass satellite dish pointed at the sky. So much tape hits, FBI agents narrowed their eyes, frustrated, asking to be reassigned. Been on this N-word for months, I think it's all just rhymes. I'm still peeking, and if it's just us speaking, these N-words is on the decline.
I'm Steve.
Thick smoke, I took the honeycomb out the hive. No disrespect to your mans and them, but I'll actually do it live. Learn the hard way, motherfuckers were running, shooting after we spent months trying to strategize. The pork belly was prime, braised, then deep fry. Fresh mint, Thai basil, pickle, watermelon rind. Julianne scallions and other alliums gave the peppermill one grind. Non-committal when she said she'd cook next time.
Once I moved past the age of wanting to drive a garbage truck or something, you know, that was what I wanted to do. I always liked writing. And also, I think, like most children, when you're good at something, you receive positive feedback from your family, you know, and so then you do it more because, of course, you want to, and then you get better at it, so it's a self-fulfilling sort of situation to a certain extent. So I was always kind of good at it, and I remember being a kid in Zimbabwe. Funnily enough, there were a lot of quirky things about the Zimbabwean education system at that time. And one of them was that we did a lot of fiction writing in English class, which is not something that really happens in America. But, you know, I go there when I'm pretty young. And every time I had, you know, we all had to write our stories. And then whenever they would always be like, this one's the best story. And then read it to the class or sometimes send me to an older class to read it to that class. And then you feel like, wow.
No surprise, no pity, lived a couple lives, go ahead and slide. Hope I take a couple with me. Made a couple dollars, it got tricky quickly. What you expect? Play stupid games, you flying easy jet. Bratislava to Utrecht. Something fell off before I even left. So when I saw the missed calls, I knew it was next. Didn't have to open the text. Stupid prizes, couples therapy on Zoom. It's a train wreck. My evil eye ward off hex, though. FaceTime declined. I'm trying to live in the moment like death row. The sun set in the desert. Red glow, redness in the west. I sip Mexico's best slow. Mezcal Negroni. Sitting atop the corral, smoking, watching unbroken wild ponies run wild at sundown. Only the lonely big tree like the sundial.
Sticking, weave, tuck and roll. I can't take you with me, but I'll be on your phone. You can take it out.
Wet. The room smell like Marrakesh. Dubstep drifted in the window. I sit at the desk. It's a party outside. Some have, some overdressed. They was going off during Playboy Cardi set. Now they in the halls partying. Checking their phones. Bass shake the walls. I'm smoking alone in a cardigan. Thinking of home. The cannabis single origin. Waffle cone. Went back down to the bar again. Wig blown. After party packed like Parliament. Ass cheeks and cheekbones, lips slightly parted, butter wouldn't melt, I gave her margarine. I'm looking like the helper, someone who just wandered in. The vibe is animal pelts, chunky rings, clunky shoes, lots of ink. Dudes who order everybody's drink, really I'm just waiting for my phone to ping. I'm thinking about you when I'm supposed to be thinking about other things. I don't go to sleep, I tread water till I sink.
Sticking, weave, tuck and roll. I can't take you with me, but I'll be on your phone. You can take it out anytime you wanna know where I've been gone. Nothing out of Texas feels like
Texas feels like weeks on the road. Piss in Mississippi, stopped in New Mexico. I ain't seen my toes. It's crazy, I feel right at home on my own.
My mother, a lot of times when I was a kid, would encourage me to read books above my age level. And so sometimes you read things and not fully understand them, but still be exposed to different ways of writing. I remember one of those for me was maybe like Catch-22, and just not fully understanding the whole book, but it was strange to read a war story where there wasn't, the war wasn't sent to fighting, and the war was not, was oblique and off to the side. And you're waiting for the action to start, and it doesn't because that's not where the action is, and things like that. Just introducing you to different ways of thinking about how a story can be told, how words can be used, you know. And, of course, poetry and things like that, too. And then later in life, of course, hip-hop. It was the same sort of revelatory experience, I think, because I moved back to the United States. You know, we went back, and I would come back. My mother's not Zimbabwean, she's Jamaican. My father was Zimbabwean. And we would come back and forth from the United States and Zimbabwe and Jamaica, but we were living in Zimbabwe. But then we moved back permanently at the end of 1989. Public Enemy, that album, the cassette came with a fold-out of all the lyrics. So I'm just sitting there poring over the lyrics and digesting rap for the first time in a real sense and reading these lyrics, listening to the music.
Here's what I want you all to do for me.
That saved my life because I wasn't a great student, and I had a big struggle moving back to this country and dealing with my father's death, a whole bunch of other things that come out of that, and just moving here and being in a different, everything being different about our lives financially, as a family, and trying to like find your identity in this new place where people are telling you your identity, and it's not one that you knew or thought it was. I basically, because I was a really, had this gift with words, that's what got me out of some of the situations and got me into college and got me other things, you know. So those are things that I owe to my mother, you know.
Stood pulled in porch light, cut my shadow off with the dull knife, whispered in its ear, then sent it off into the night. Set the trap for the mice, the rats, whatever's in the pipes. Corner your eye, the edge of the white. That's where I live, I'm set for life. Braised the tripe, never stirred the rice twice. Belly roasted pancetta on a fine dice. Your wife said haram, but we already fell from quite a height. This what happened, left to his own device. You'd be embarrassed to know the price.
It wasn't much.
The bag was light, the rags were still tied tight. It was no particular gripe. I seen the dog crescendo, stepped over son when it was my turn at the window. Backwards single, change on plexiglass, yeah that's my jingle.
Den underjordiska scenen tog ett fast grepp om New York i slutet av 90-talet. Billy glömmer aldrig när han hörde Company Flow och Juggernauts första gången. Insåg att hiphop kunde vara så många olika saker. Wardle Mega, ena halvan av Cannibal Ox, som Billy hade träffat på college, gjorde en av scenens klassiker, 2001 års The Cold Vein, och uppmuntrade Billy Woods att satsa på skrivandet.
I would say that when I met Wardle, I didn't know about any of that. I was in New York and I was listening to hip hop still, of course, but I was listening to the stuff that, you know, was out there. Not everything was like on the radio or whatever, but just I wasn't tuned into the underground scene to the extent of, I wasn't listening to like Stretch and Bob. I didn't know about that yet. I didn't know about, but I meet Wardle
through this woman, Brooke, who just is the type of person who just, wherever she goes, she just attracts people who are talented and interesting. And so I knew her, and I was staying with her in Harlem, and she was like, you got to meet this kid. He's like 16 years old, and he raps, and I can't remember what she said, something like, it's like if a kid, if you knew somebody who rapped who was like really good at rapping but was also really into robots. And I was like, okay. And he was like, we're going to do, I remember him first telling me that they were going to do an album with LP. And at that point, I was super into Front Crusher Plus. I'd been put on to that. And I was like, he's not going to do an album. Like, I love you guys, but come on, you know. My sound, mechanical, found gold, but my ghetto is animal, found toast. And I remember driving up 95 to go to their show. Man, I was speeding. To go to their show, maybe at Wetlands. Was that the first show I went to? And MF Doom was performing. Got into a fight with Megalon on stage. Got knocked out. It was a crazy show.
Hold a cold one like he hold an old gun, like he hold a microphone and stole the show for fun. Or a foe for ransom. Flows is handsome. Holds in tandem. Anthem. Random. Tantrum.
What he has done in rap, kind of like, I don't know, he just opens a bag where it's like, yo, world maker, like build your own world, like, and like once you're the leader of your own world, you, the possibilities is just, it could go anywhere, you know what I mean? Like, you could literally do anything because you built this world, you know what I mean? Like, nobody could tell you, like, this is what a song is supposed to be, or like, this is how this is supposed to look. It's like, nah, we're waiting to see what your new creation is, because you, obviously, you know what you're doing. You have some type of shit figured out that, like, makes sense, you know, and then that shit just inspired the fuck out of me.
So nasty, that is probably somewhat of a travesty having me. Then he told the people, you can call me your majesty. Keep your battery charged. You know it won't stick, yo, and it's not his fault you kick slow.
MF Doom demonstrerade för både Mike och Billy Woods hur det var möjligt att bygga en egen värld. Billy Woods Planet album med Wardle som alla skulle älska och sen ett eget skivmärke. Men riktigt så enkelt var det inte. Albumet med Wardle frös inne. Istället gästade Cannibal Ox rapparen Paul Woods debutalbum Camouflage 2003.
Coup d'etat, moolah, bring me the shah. Akbar, go start my car. Semtex by the gas tank. Snipers watching for rank.
I en tid med skivbolag som Def Jux insåg Billy Woods att det kunde finnas intresse för den klaustrofobiska och utmanande musik som han hörde i sitt huvud. Och så startade han etiketten Backwoods Studios en bit in i 00-talet. Ett decennium med slit och motgångar låg framför honom. Butiken Fat Beats tog emot några exemplar av Camouflage. Mest av medlidande. Tyckte att han borde låta mer som Immortal Technique. Billy kände sig missförstådd, pausade solokarriären och bildade Super Crone Flight Brothers tillsammans med en annan MC. Kollegan försvann dock strax innan utgivningen av deras album. Billy Woods gjorde en omstart. 2012 års kompromisslösa History Will Absolve Me kan ses som det första klivet ur den obskyra tillvaron. Här finns Lipade Woods en egenartad rapstil som kommer att beundras av såväl andra artister som av en växande skara fans. Nu ångrar han knappast att han inte hörsammade Fat Beats råd att efterlikna någon annan. Nya duon tillsammans med Lucid Armand Hammer fick saker att lyfta med en revolutionär energi. Inget kunde stoppa inspirationsflödet. samarbetat med producent Kenny Siegel, Hiding Places. I ett gripande verk om det förflutnas ständiga närvaro i nuet. Låten Red Dust, full av hat och vrede, hjälplöshet, men även ett visst hopp. Billy Woods delar med sig av känslan att vilja döda någon.
That was, I think, my most difficult year of my life as an adult, you know, as after the age of 18. And there were some difficult years, but that one was a doozy.
It's not the heat, it's the dust.
And I think that came at the kind of at the culmination of some things. Somebody did something really terrible to somebody that I knew, and that's how I felt. Yeah, it was intense. Yeah.
It was something that happened to a loved one, right? Assaulted.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it further, but it was definitely somebody I care very much for and still care very much for. And yeah, a lot of crazy things that happened that year, and that was sort of like that was one that inspired some really serious thoughts.
It's not the heat, it's the dust. It's not the money, it's the rush. It's not the weed, that's a crutch. It's not greed, that's not enough. It's not the heat, it's the dust. It's not the drugs, it's the cut. It's not the act, it's a touch. It's how she arch her back when she knocked the plane out the sky, sparked the genocide. Let's see who gives who a place to hide. You might be surprised. Might not. Either way, be wise to retrieve that black box. If you live, sometimes it's best just to circle the block. I was in the ceiling when they swept the building. I kept my head down when cops came for the children. I rode the train every day past that fucking prison. I broke bread with killers and rapists. I got money with niggas you should not leave with the child for 2 fucking seconds. They don't tell you that in they raps. Don't tell me that's the past. I live in the past, Jack. It ain't even that different. Niggas rhyme fast about bitches. Niggas supposedly abstract. White boys take what they want and just flip it. Shrug before he licked the revolver. Should've listened. Now these are shenanigans you involved with. This the system. The crocodile slid it in. Almost graceful how he swim. I'm a savage. Volcano rim. Just toss him in. It's not the heat, it's the dust. It's not the money, it's the rush. It's not the weed, that's a crutch. It's not greed, that's not enough. Not enough. It's not the heat, it's the dust.
Not enough, man.
You on the list. Planet ain't big enough, we can't coexist. Say my prayers every night, you be in the mix. I can't wait, dream about it like sex. Etch you off the rip, help you remember what you're trying to forget. I want us to be alone in your home. I want to suck the marrow out your bones. I want to show you what I learned from the worst people I ever known. I want to follow you like the Jakes. I want to swallow you, show you the hate inside. It's a lake, so cold, so deep. I see you, you never saw me. Transferred to the sea, so close. I can see a nick from shaving. Your neck so exposed, your throat went open like a hose. Eyes wide open, I would watch you go. Seeing you in hell, all I'm thinking about when they say woods. That's all she wrote. I know the list long. I put you at the fucking top, though.
Is it often like that your music could be almost like you removing poison from your body?
Sometimes, yes, for sure. There's definitely things that, there's definitely points at which I feel like that has been needed. I don't know where I'd be, but I know I'm a writer, so I'd be writing it. It would be coming out in some way, shape, or form. But I don't know. I guess people do other things, you know, but that for me is huge. So many songs like that. And sometimes, you know, that one is very grave. but there are others that, you know, Puerto Rico, the entirety of when I was working on Today I Wrote Nothing, that whole year was spent with a childhood friend who was dying of cancer. and that was a way of moving through it.
Billy Woods kräver koncentrerad lyssning. Och ska du bara fördjupa dig i två album så är Hiding Places och Terror Management bra val. Båda släppta 2019. Ett destillat av Woods digra katalog och favoritämnen som balanserar det nära och personliga med skräck. Farorna lurar på de tryggaste platserna. Allt blandas med förnuliga formuleringar som till exempel fångar kakofonin i New Yorks kollektivtrafik. I didn't come by just to say hey. Don't bother yourself. Bust the rhymes on the A train counting down the last day. Oh, and do you have any spare change? Mamman ville försäkra sig om att sonens öde inte var den fattige poetens.
Her intention was to be like, if you're an artist, you should need to make sure you have other ways to support yourself, which I did, although she might not have always agreed with them. But her favorite line was, Edgar Allan Poe died penniless in the gutter. And so I always knew that there's the reality of being an artist is that the idea that people in your time are going to appreciate, like, that's a toss-up. Who knows? You know? And being like, my goal is to make work that's can stand after I'm gone, and a desire for some sort of immortality through that.
Billy Woods utmanade sina lyssnare på album efter album. Men mest har han kanske utmanat sig själv. Omprövade gamla sanningar om hiphop under jorden. Tog sig upp från mörkret. Och är idag tacksam för att ha överlevt allt som artist och som människa.
As a human being, I would say... escaping the pitfalls that snagged so many of my peers, while I think managing to hold on to my humanity, I hope, my empathy, and some of the things that carried with me as a child that I liked and that the world sometimes can try to extinguish, you know, a genuine joy for life.
Jet lag, I can't quite grab the new me. Old self dozing in an aisle seat. Emirates where I left them, daydreams treacherous ephemera. Brain exposed to the elements, lift my skull top off delicate. Bone shine a chafing dish. Absent-minded break time like bricks. Thoughts of cinder blocks. Alarm clocks break spells. Crashed out. Search for my own black box in the hills. Scorched earth scoured like cook pots. Mangled whales strewn debris.
Sometimes when I'm like complaining or whatever, feeling down, I'm like, this person, they can't do any of that. They can't call their mom. They can't like go eat some delicious food, kiss a woman. You know, there's people in prison cells, people in graves, people who day-to-day life ripped their sanity from them.
Babylon by bus, no tag alongs, it's a marathon trying to run it up. Lake Michigan, a frozen pond, black swan with the bubble butt. Opera glasses clutched from my ugly mug. I administer the food and drugs. Monsoon love, oxytocin flood. Red mud ran out the hills like blood. Glistening water bug on clean counter. Plague mask gave the place to curse me glower. He ran away, I gave chase, but gave up and sat on his gate for hours. Pissing in a bottle. Lamppost adorned with the missing. Listen, I'm not swimming in the Mars. Parachute twisted and snarled. Just glad I kissed him. I knew the time was borrowed.
Hey yo, yo, stiff swing of blames to celebrate the new wave. Hope a host ain't got himself a 12 game, not a Cotterloo game. Playing devil's advocate, now whose game? Handsome with my b-boy, true going in a PJ.
Cold open, slow the focus, cameras pan to a freeway. The ransom was a decoy, we pinoyed the heat wave. Red herring's nest in the Bible belt, cash it with the carbine. Never can be too safe these days.
Before Nowitzki's blonde phase, my hand caught a callus. Dallas overseas kick when debt levels embarrassed.
Mouth dry on that south by road to Damascus. Better call Saul the cab, it's getting bad with traffic.
Bumper, bumper, Knight Rider, wish we had an airwolf. Dickhead logic somehow hacked into our Bluetooth.
Move quick, bad news, crew thick. Constellation funk, bad moon as viewed through the roof tent.
Caught him lacking on 9-11. I lie down like V.I. Lennon. People don't want the truth, they want me to tell them grandma went to heaven. Rifle on the wall is an icebreaker. All the world's a stage, she came to me in full makeup.
P3, Sveriges Radio.
Här är Ekot vid midnatt. Sverige bör stoppa internationella adoptioner. Det skriver regeringens utredare Anna Singer på DN Debatt. Efter att ha utrett hur den internationella adoptionsverksamheten till Sverige gått till menar hon att det förekommit oegentligheter. Risker har inte tagits på allvar och mänskliga rättigheter har kränkts, skriver hon. Staten borde erkänna de kränkningarna och be om ursäkt. Samtidigt föreslår hon att stödet till adopterade stärks. I Stockholm sköt någon mot en port till ett flerfamiljshus i Vasastan ikväll vid 22:30. Bilder som Expressen tagit del av visar skotthål i porten och patronhylsor på marken. Ingen person har hittats skadad, men platsen är avspärrad av polis för teknisk undersökning och det pågår också en stor polisinsats. Så utrikes, i USA har en judisk manifestation som uppmanade till frisläppande av den gisslan som Hamas håller i Gaza attackerats. Det är i delstaten Colorado. Det kommer flera uppgifter om att någon form av brandbomb kastats och att flera personer har skadats. Colorados guvernör Jared Polis skriver på X att han håller sig uppdaterad om situationen och att alla hatbrott är oacceptabla. Ukrainas president Volodymyr Zelensky hyllar den ukrainska drönarattacken som förstört över 40 ryska bombplan under dagen. Zelensky beskriver resultatet som briljant och något som kommer att gå till historieböckerna. Attacken har planerats i mer än 1,5 år. Ukrainas säkerhetstjänst uppskattar att de ryska bombflygplanen var värda nära 70 miljarder kronor när de förstördes. Ekot vid midnatt med Daniel Wockner.
Och då har klockan blivit strax efter midnatt. Det är måndag och ni vet vad det betyder. Direktsänd radio från nu hela vägen fram till klockan 6. Välkommen.
Direkt från Radiohuset i Stockholm. Vaken med P3 och P4 med Robert Frank och Frida Tranvik.
Maroon 5 och Lisa. Låten heter Priceless. När det vaknar med Peter och P4. Välkommen Frida Tranvik.
Oj, tack så mycket.
Jag tycker det är så kul varje gång som jag hör artisten Lisa.
Jaså?
För att en gång när jag lyssnade på vårt kollegepar här på vaken.
Lisa och Peter.
Lisa och Peter. Så sa Peter att det där var artisten Lisa med låten bla bla bla. Någonting på engelska. Och då skrattar Lisa till och säger Peter, jag tror man säger Lisa. Och då sa Peter, när jag pratar då heter hon Lisa. Och det tyckte jag var så himla bra sagt. Eftersom ja, jag också tillhör kategorin att jag säger fel ganska ofta.
Ja.
Och då har jag bara anammat det där som ett mantra att varje gång som jag säger någonting fel så ska jag bara, och jag blir rättad om någon bäst service, lik Lisa Friberg då.
Mm.
Så ska jag bara säga att när jag pratar då heter det så här.
Ja, men det är väl bra. Stå fast vid det du tycker. Jag tror att de alltid kommenterar när det är Lisa som sjunger. För jag lyssnade också på dem nu förra veckan och då var det så, åh, namne. Det är inte som att Lisa är ett jätteovanligt namn.
Nej, verkligen inte.
Jag menar, de säger väl inte så varje gång det är Lisa Nilsson, eller så gör de det.
Kanske de gör, men hur ofta får vi våra namn spelade? Vad finns det för Frida-artister? Det finns ju ABBA-Frida.
Finns det någon? Jo, men finns det någon inte... som bara heter Frida?
Nej, det är det funderar på. Gör det?
Jo, hon dunkar mig gul och blå.
Just det, tidigt 2000-tal.
Men den spelas inte så ofta.
Det är inte så P4-vänlig låt.
Nej, kanske. Verkligen inte. Den är lite... snuskig.
Är det för att vi har utdöende namn? För jag menar, det är inte så mycket Robert som spelas heller.
Nej, det är det inte.
Alla de här Bob Dylan heter väl Robert egentligen?
Ja.
De skulle man ju kunna applicera på mig. Men det finns ju ingen, det är typ Robert Broberg, men han spelas inte heller.
Ja, det är det. Men han bytte ju också till Robban någon period.
Just det.
Det är som att alla som heter Robert och blir artister känner, nej men det där flyger inte. Jag får ta Bob eller Robban. Det går inte med Robert.
Ja. Men Robban blir ju... Jag har ju aldrig varit så där jätteförtjust i när jag kallas Robban.
Nu
är jag gammal, så nu bryr jag mig inte längre. Men det var ju när jag gick i högstadiet. I nian på högstadiet.
Mm.
Då det flyttade en kille från Stockholm. Eller från Väddö kom han ifrån. Till Södra Sunderbyn i Luleå. Och började gå i vår skola. Och han kallade mig alltid Robban. 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 Mm. Sådär stockholmskt. Och han och jag blev bästa vänner sen och har bott ihop på såna saker. Så att det, i och med att han introducerades i mitt liv så började jag ändå köpa att jag kallas Robban.
Jaha, han kallade dig för
Han
Robban.
Kallade mig för Robban hela tiden. Innan det var det ingen som sa någonting.
Nej, jag zonade nog ut lite. Jag trodde att han hette Robban.
Nej, han heter Johannes. Vi var mer någon sorts efternamns, att man höll på att kalla varandra efternamn hela tiden.
Mm.
Hade du gått i min högstadieklass 7-9, då hade du hetat Tranvik eller kanske Tranan.
Ja, men det har kallats lite, men inte tillräckligt mycket. Jag har alltid gillat att bli kallad Tranvik eller Tranan. Men det har liksom inte flugit helt.
Nej.
Men jag har försökt själv att jag hetat Tranan i olika sociala medier och sådär. Radiotranan etablerades ju lite när jag jobbade på P4 Örebro.
Okej, okay. Ja, det är ett bra namn
ja.
På en radiotjej. Det där med att introducera smeknamn, det flyger ju sällan när man försöker göra det. Jag vet att jag någon gång, typ när jag gick i femman eller sexan, då gick amerikanska gladiatorerna på tv.
Ja.
Och då var någon som hette Tower och han var lång och jag var typ längst i min klass. Och då kände jag, men kan jag inte börja kalla mig Tornet? Det är lite fränt, det blir som gladiatorerna. Och då försökte jag introducera det, men det föll. Det var ingen som ville kalla
mig. Men det funkar aldrig på en själv. Det enda som egentligen har satt sig för mig, det är när de jag bodde med i Lund, när jag bodde i ett kollektiv. Då började de kalla mig för Fritzel. Vilket också kändes dumt, för jag bodde ju med dem. Så blev jag Fritzel.
Ja.
Men det satte sig ändå ett bra tag.
Ja, men det går lite snabbt att säga också.
Mm.
För det är det som är smeknamn. För det är därför jag tänker att Tranan ändå funkar på dig. För att det blir lite snabbt och snärtigt smeknamn på dig. Och lite roligt att säga. Min kompis Petter, när vi gick, då ungefär samma klass där, när jag ville bli Tornet. Han var ju så här, kan inte bara kalla mig Smirdon Manräv? Och det var ju ett helt omöjligt smeknamn att få till. Vem börjar kalla honom för Smirdon Manräv?
Det kan man inte begära.
Jag ställer alldeles för höga krav.
Ja, verkligen.